Hare Krishna. Just the other day I was talking with a devotee and he made the following startling comment, or he made a following comment that startled me. And he says, I don't think there's any devotee in the Hungarian Yatra who hasn't seen the movies Matrix and Avatar. And there's no doubt I think that he's exaggerating. I take that there's a grain of truth in what that devotee was actually saying. And that is that now that movies are so easily available, you don't need to go to a movie theater, you don't need to have a television, you just stick it into your computer. Anyone can just either order online, download, go to a DVD shop and purchase any movie that they like with, well, let's say, a minimum amount of embarrassment, that no one else will catch you or see you doing something like that. And the result is that it becomes very, very easy as the internet and computer and modern communications enables devotees to get distracted by watching these things. Matrix is something that I hardly even remember. Avatar is something that I read about, so I have some idea. But to me it was alarming because it really indicated two things. One, that where such practices are going on, it indicates a lack of spiritual taste, a lack of real interest or appreciation of the purifying, and in this case, should I say, the entertaining value of chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Krishna's pastimes and so on. And the other is that it also indicates that devotees are really damaging their own spiritual lives because it is not that these films are neutral or have no effect. They are in a pratiku. They are damaging to people's efforts to become Krishna conscious. Why no taste? Or little taste or insufficient taste, because someone who really appreciates the gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given us, the wonderful nature of chanting Hare Krishna, transcendental literature that Prabhupada gave, as well as all the other literature that's now available, festivals, the association of devotees, the worship of deities, can fill 36 hours a day with all of these activities, even if they're not working, if they're fortunate enough that they don't have to work. What to speak of having to have spare time on their hands. And these activities are not only truly relishable, as the gopis say, tavakatamrita, not only are they just all transcendental nectar, but tapta jivanam, they are actually our life and soul. They give real life. They're so relishable, they're so wonderful, that it's only someone who is not actually relishing or tasting that bliss would go to some type of other lower type of happiness or engagement, such as those found in movies, modern movies, which are really low. They're low, particularly in terms of their message. They're low specifically in terms of their content and the explicit nature of all kinds of illicit activities that take place, violence, sex life, especially sex life, more and more sex life, that for those who are really serious about practicing spiritual life, they would stay away, do well to stay away from these things as far and far away as possible. Someone may argue, well, Srila Prabhupada saw Charlie Chaplin movie. It's not a good argument, just mentioning it, it sounds a little funny. It's one thing when Srila Prabhupada is sitting in an airplane with a huge big movie screen in front of you, and where Prabhupada watched Charlie Chaplin for a little while. We're talking about just Charlie Chaplin. But rather, another thing is going out of my way on a regular basis to entertain myself with these type of movies, which are, and it's illusory to say that they have spiritual content. Oh yes, they're talking about spiritual subject matter. They're not talking about spiritual subject matter. No spiritual subject matter that any devotee needs to incorporate into their own Krishna consciousness. Nothing that is really anukul or help you advance in spiritual life. Anything that we need to advance in Krishna consciousness, we already have. There's nothing that some type of materialistic movie producer can give. It's just an excuse. We need to be honest about that. That it's just an excuse. There is no reason and there is no justification for these things. And the other is, the other point is that once devotees do this, and it contaminates their consciousness, their Krishna consciousness, because it's no longer Krishna. It's not Krishna. It's not hearing about Krishna. It's not glorifying Krishna. But it's mundane things, mundane activities, which are destructive to one's own Krishna consciousness, and they will stay within our own consciousness and thus contaminate our consciousness. And inevitably later, because all devotees inevitably become more serious about devotional service, then all of this content is still there, present within our minds, and it's something that, again, requires to be purified. So not only is it that we have to purify all of those things that we already brought with us from our previous life, but if now in Krishna consciousness, on top of that, we fill our minds with all types of unsavory things, then we make that job all that much more difficult. For those devotees who never do these things, then Hare Krishna and Bravo, obviously, this podcast doesn't refer to you. To those devotees who do, my humble request and advice is that stay away. You're doing serious damage to your Krishna consciousness, getting no real benefit or result, either spiritual or material, and it's actually decreasing and taking away the taste that you have in devotional service. Yes, it will go, it will wane, and getting it back will become all that much more serious. For initiated devotees to be engaged in these activities, I would say it's quite sinful, quite offensive to their spiritual masters. Therefore, we should look for nectar where it's really to be found, rather than looking for it in a dirty place. We already have it present in a clean place. And Prabhupada has given us all of these things. I think anyone who knows Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness would know that His divine grace would never approve of these type of things. Hare Krishna.